From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. With the debate between the top 10 Republican presidential candidates just hours away, those who did not qualify took aim at the GOP frontrunner, billionaire real estate businessman and television personality Donald Trump. The seven low-polling candidates squared off for a little more than an hour in Cleveland, Ohio, where former Texas Governor Rick Perry unfavorably compared Trump's tough talk on immigration control to his own record. And former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina said his shifting positions on key issues make him untrustworthy. Also at the warm-up event, former governors George Pataki and Jim Gilmore, current Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. The primetime event will be headlined by the real estate developer Trump, along with former governors Jeb Bush of Florida and Mike Huckabee of Arkansas, as well as three current governors, Scott Walker, Chris Christie, John Kasich, and U.S. Senators Rand Paul, Mark Rubio, and Ted Cruz, along with retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson. A new Islamic State affiliate is claiming responsibility for today's suicide bombing at a Saudi mosque that killed at least 15 people. The group, calling itself the Hejaz province of the IS, says it attacked the mosque in the southern city of Abha, which is used by security forces. Hejaz refers to the western part of Saudi Arabia, home to Islam's two holiest sites in Mecca and Medina. 12 of the dead were with the country's special weapons and tactical unit. Others worked with the security at the compound. 7 additional people were injured. Islamic State affiliates have claimed responsibility for several recent deadly attacks in the capital of Riyadh, along with killing members of the Shiite community in the almost completely Muslim state. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and Russia have reached a deal on a U.N. Security Council resolution that aims to identify those who carried out chemical weapons attacks in Syria. Kerry made the announcement Thursday in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, shortly after meeting Russian President Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the sidelines of a Southeast Asian summit.
We also talked about the U.N. resolution and indeed, I believe, reached an agreement that should try to see that resolution voted on.
The resolution would create a panel to investigate who's responsible for the series of chemical weapons attacks during the Syrian civil war. Egypt has opened a major expansion of the Suez Canal that President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is billing as an historic achievement needed to boost the country's ailing economy. The president addressed the terrorist threat surrounding the project at an elaborate ceremony in the canal city of Ismailia, saying work did not take place in normal circumstances, and these circumstances still exist, and we are fighting them, and we will defeat them. The $8.5 billion extension involves digging and dredging 72 kilometers of the 193-kilometer canal and making a parallel waterway to facilitate two-way traffic. Malaysia's announcement that debris found off an island in the Indian Ocean belonged to the missing Malaysian flight MH370, which has gone down 17 months ago, has done little to answer the questions of Chinese families who lost loved ones on the flight. VOA's Bill Ide reports from Beijing.
Chinese family members and relatives of those on board missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 say the announcement made by Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has only fueled their anger and frustration. One of their biggest concerns and questions is why the announcement was made, even when some have yet to give a final confirmation that the debris indeed belongs to MH370. Steve Wong calls the announcement irresponsible. His mother was on board the Beijing-bound flight that went missing more than 500 days ago.
If you don't get 100%, even if it is 99.9%, it is just still might be.
China's foreign ministry expressed its sorrow and sympathy for the families of those on board and urged Malaysia to make good on its commitment to fully investigate the crash. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Myanmar is evacuating low-lying areas in the country's Irrawaddy Delta region as rivers reach high levels and threaten to breach embankments. In a message broadcast early today, President Thein Sein said areas near the Irrawaddy are at risk as the river rises above danger level. About 12% of Myanmar's population, or 6.2 million people, live in the region, an area where the Irrawaddy and other rivers branch out into a delta leading to the sea. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.